Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. On Saturday, December 10th, at the Liberty Theater, a really exciting event that happens only once a year will happen. It's Gifts That Make a Difference, a way to do your shopping in a festive manner which benefits our local nonprofits helping our communities. Today, to talk about this event, I have in the studio Karen Black, who is the organizer. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm very happy to have you here today.
Thank you.
I also have Jennifer Holen. Most people probably know Jennifer from Baked Alaska. She is also the executive director of United Way. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. And sitting next to her is the lovely Jennifer Crockett, who is the executive director of the Liberty Theater. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, Donna.
Two Jennifers together. All right. Now, do you, Jen or Jennifer, or how did... Either way.
Either.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And I also have in the studio Lynn Marie DiCiani.
So well done, Donna.
So beautiful. DiCiani. And Lynn is representing the Lower Columbia Time Bank. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, Donna.
And it's Lynn Marie or Lynn?
It's Lynn Marie. Thanks
Lynn Marie.
For asking.
Okay. Yes. The whole name. All right. Before we begin talking about gifts that make a difference, let's learn a little bit about each of you. And Karen, will you please tell the listening audience about yourself?
Well, my background is in the theater arts, like Jennifer, in music and drama, and also education. When I moved here many years ago at this point, there was a small gift fair that was an alternative gift fair held in Manzanita, which I attended in 2005, I think, and decided, that's great, let's do that. So got some people together, and we started it up here the next year. But many alternative gift fairs, they're wonderful, all of them are. Many of them benefit nonprofits that work overseas in less developed countries, et cetera. And I thought, we must have some nonprofits in this area that could benefit directly. Let's keep it local. Well, I found over 100 when I started looking. So we have done it every year since, with a couple of years hiatus there, but we were back again last year. And we have at least 20 to 30, this year 31 nonprofits at the fair from this area, all the way from Cannon Beach, all the way up to Long Beach.
Well, we will learn more about that when we talk about the actual event, which is great. Thank you, Karen. And Jennifer Holen. Please tell us a bit about yourself.
Let's see. My husband and I moved here. It's been 16 years. We opened up a restaurant, Baked Alaska, and then opened up, actually, the soup company, and then opened up Baked Alaska over 15 years ago. We have a 10-year-old daughter, and I've been involved with United Way for over 10 years. And we just love this community so much.
And for those folks who aren't familiar with United Way, can you just give us the brief kind of...
the condensed version?
Please, the condensed version of
well,
United
we
Way.
Well, we are a nonprofit that raises money for our partner agencies. And so we have 13 partner agencies here in Clatsop County that do health and human services and really just benefit the greater good of our community. So we are their fund. We raise money for them.
That's great. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Crockett, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
I've been in Astoria for a little bit over a year. My husband was born and raised in the tiny town of Carlton, and I'm a city girl from Chicago. And we were really excited to move to Astoria. It's kind of a mix of both, the small town with also lots of stuff to do. And I was really excited initially, and I still am, that there is such a feel of community and so many people that help each other. And I've really found that at the theater, especially. It takes a lot of people to keep something like that going, and I'm excited to be a part of this, to give back a little bit.
Yes, and you have been the executive director of the Liberty Theater now for just how long now?
2 months.
2 months, all right. And you've hit the ground running. Lots of things going on. They're exciting. And Lynn Marie DiCiani, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks, Donna. I am a 9-month-old Astorian, as I like to say. I relocated here on February 21st from northern Arizona. Flagstaff, if any of our listening audience have any experience with that. And I come from, more than 2 decades of public and nonprofit service. And as a newcomer to town, I thought, what's out there? And then I came across Lower Columbia Time Bank. And I said, oh, I like this, where this is a path to community. And what's happening with the time bank? And then I found out Gifts That Make a Difference was happening with the time bank. And I raised my hand and said, I know about events. I've done those a lot. And so that's me.
Well, that's very fortunate. I think this community, the Columbia Pacific region, Astoria in particular, if you volunteer, you are welcomed in this community. You find a place for yourself here. And Karen, I want to really call out the great things you have done for this community since you and your husband Christopher moved here, because you were very modest. You just started talking about the gifts that make a difference. But you've done many wonderful things. You've spearheaded a lot of things. You had a radio program here. And again, when you come to this community, if you see, you look around, you see these great organizations and you find out what speaks to you. And if it's not there, then you create something. But there are great people involved that you have instant friends and community and family in a way.
Yes, you do. This community runs on volunteers.
Indeed.
It really does. And there's no place that that's more evident than at Gifts That Make a Difference, where you see rooms full of all these people who give all the time. So
however,
you just can't be in better company.
It's right. And it's not the thing that all the research is showing, that the people who are the happiest, who have the most joy in their lives, have the most peace of mind, are those who give, who have a generous spirit. And because it all comes back to you in
yes.
ways we may not see, in ways we don't understand. And again, and also the little prints, that which is the most important is invisible to the eye. And these are the things that are so important, especially at this time of year when we think about that. We think about what is the spirit of this season. So for those listeners who are not familiar with Gifts That Make a Difference, what is Gifts That Make a Difference?
The gift that makes a difference is giving to a nonprofit, a local nonprofit, in the name of someone else. That's what this is about. You can also do your year-end donations. You don't have to do it that way, but that is the core of it. You go to the fair, you find so many different organizations, anything from arts to wildlife and everything in between. And you will find matches for nearly all your friends and family. Let's say that I know that Lynn Marie loves animals, and so I decide to give to Riversong, who takes care of pets, who teaches people about better care for pets, who rescues abandoned and stray pets. Or I decide to give to Wildlife Center of the North Coast, who rescues wildlife on the North Coast, and I give a donation to them, and then Lynn Marie gets a card that says, "In your honor, a donation has been made to this group, and this is the work that's going to be done this year in your name. Happy holidays." That is a gift that makes a difference to the person who receives it. There's a warm and wonderful feeling you get from receiving something like that. It makes a difference to the community. It makes a difference to the organization, makes a difference to whoever the organization helps. And if you want to look at it that way, it makes a difference. It tax time to you, too. Plus, once you donate at the gift fair, whenever you donate, you are entered in a drawing. And we have many generous sponsors, retail sponsors in the area, who have donated things for the drawings, of everything from dinners to coffee.
And even a hotel stay. And actually,
well, that's a special one. I will let you tell about that. But that is if you donate over $100.
Okay.
There is either an art hanging, and there's a piece of art that you can win, or
a stay at the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa.
Yes.
Exactly. And but who are the sponsors? Jennifer, why don't you tell us who the sponsors are for the Gifts That Make a Difference Fair?
This year we have Bordenstein Seafood, England Marine and Supply. We have Uptown Cafe, Columbia Bank, the Cannery Pier Hotel, Thrivent Financial, Columbia River Coffee Roaster, Blue Scorcher, and then our partners, the Liberty Theater, the Lower Columbia Time Bank, and United Way of Clatsop County.
And Jennifer, you're here on behalf of United Way. You will be at the table on Saturday. So Saturday, December 10th, from noon to 4 at the Liberty.
Yes.
There will be festivities, and there will be these tables. So you want to talk to us a little bit about
or the music.
What happens there? Yes, oh, sure. Tell us about the music. Well, there's entertainment.
Yes, I'll tell you about the music, and then we'll go on to the tables, maybe. We have, starting at noon when the fair kicks off, we'll have Larkin Stents. We'll be playing from 12 to 1, then followed by members of the Swing Cats. They'll be there from 1 to 2. And from 2:30 to 3:30, we will have Luke and Katie from Blind Pilot. We'll be playing their duo material. And we'll have a surprise appearance from the Q Choir featuring Dinah Urell and Sen and Cabo.
Oh, Dinah's got some great pipes.
She's just great, amazing talent all around.
So. Indeed. And I think there are going to be some jolly folks in red there, maybe?
Yes, we have a special appearance by Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Mm. You know, I was wondering, I was asking Karen before we went on the air here about, is this something you could take your children to? And while there is not, there aren't child activities going on, how it, if you have a young person you bring with you, that really, I think, could be a great way to expose them to doing something very positive and being of community service in the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's anytime you can expose your children to giving back to the community and helping, it's a great thing. And this is the perfect venue to show them all of the different nonprofits, all of the different organizations here in our community doing amazing work.
Well, you've just given me a great idea, actually, because I know a 10-year-old, and I'm thinking that maybe I bring her to the gift fair and I say, okay, you choose a couple that we're going to do something for your parents. I'm going to help you shop. Let's shop, and you get to choose. Is it going to be the Wildlife Center of the North Coast, Classic Community College, you know, CASA, the Liberty Theater, whatever? I think that would be a great idea.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Okay, well, we'll try to do that. Try to show up with our children, whatever ages they are. I mean, obviously, probably toddlers. We aren't going to be doing that. Is this something that you think is growing every year, this consciousness, this awareness about gifts and the giving of gifts and the purchasing? Because you said something about 80% of the gifts purchased. Karen, do you want to address that?
That was a 2014 study that I just ran across that said that something like an amazing 80% of gifts that are purchased in box stores and, you know, not to start that controversy, but that you buy something and the amount of money that you pay for it is not necessarily the value that the recipient's going to attach to it, because you may or may not know what they like or what they're into, or they already have one of these and you didn't know it, or whatever. The gift loses some of the value, and this person's study was putting a monetary value to that. But the point is, this kind of gift gives back to the community, keeps giving all year, and doesn't lose its value. Helping others never comes in the wrong size.
Oh, that's well said. And you get a beautiful card. There, you said there's gift wrap there as well.
There's gift wrap. We have extra holiday cards. So when you receive the card from the nonprofit, you can take it over to gift wrap, and you get another holiday card to put it inside of. And this is a holiday gift you can mail anywhere in the United States for 50 cents.
Hmm. Lynn Marie, what have you noticed in getting involved and working with the nonprofits? Because I think you were making some of the calls and organizing some of this. How were people excited about doing this again this year? Is this something that nonprofits say, this is a great way for us to show the community what we're doing all in one room at one time?
Great question, Donna. Thanks for asking that. And I will say that the feedback that we received this year, I have it on good authority, this brilliant person sitting to my left, Miss Karen, that we have never sold out this early. These 31 participants have never come together this early to say, absolutely, we want to be in the McTavish Room on the second Saturday in December. It's on the calendar. I don't know if we've had a waiting list before. Karen might be able to speak to that. But we did, and we ended up squeezing in a participant who called at the very last minute, and so glad that we were able to make room for them. That was Clatsop Emergency Food Bank, as a matter of fact. So what I've seen is that folks are excited to be able to meet the community and also attract it isn't just about cash, is what I tell folks all the time. It's about volunteers. It's about items on your wish list. Shameless plug, KMUN, Tillicum Foundation, is one of the participants in Gifts That Make a Difference this year.
And people can learn then, just like if Jennifer at the United Way table, someone who isn't familiar with it, who has not had the opportunity to listen to this radio program, and say, explain to me about United Way and how does it work and what do you do? And so you actually have that face-to-face interaction, which is so important.
I think that'll be great outreach, again, for all of these nonprofits to put a face to the nonprofits as well. Let people know, again, it's not all about cash, but we do need the funding mechanisms, but we also need the volunteers. We need the advocates. We need people continuing to do the work. So it's a great outreach opportunity for sure.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns, and I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about the Gift Fair, Gifts That Make a Difference, happening on Saturday, December 10th from noon until 4 p.m. in the McTavish Room at the Liberty Theater. This is your opportunity to meet 31 nonprofits in our community who are making this place we live and the larger world a better place. And your chance to purchase gifts for everyone on your list. There's something for everyone here. Today, my guests are Karen Black. Karen is the organizer of the Gifts That Make a Difference Fair. We also have Jennifer Holen, who is here as the executive director of United Way. Jennifer Crockett is here, who is the executive director of the Liberty Theater. And Lynn Marie DiCiani, who is with the Lower Columbia Time Bank. And I think, Lynn Marie, you wanted to say something.
I do. I mentioned just a moment ago about wish lists. We put the call out to organizations. What would make your participation in gifts really meaningful for everyone that you serve? So here's a call out to bring these items December 10th when you come to Gifts That Make a Difference. Astoria Warming Center is seeking new men's underwear, warm jackets, and rain gear. No surprise on the rain gear. ACASA children's books in new or very good condition, particularly those with firm covers. And Wildlife Center of the North Coast, long list, Costco or Home Depot gift cards, Costco brand nitrile exam gloves, size medium, Clorox bleach and disinfecting wipes, Simple Green concentrate garbage bags, concentrated laundry detergent, heavy-duty scrubbing sponges, that's hard to say, and scouring pads and first class stamps. So
okay.
There's three of the 31 organizations who provided us with their wish list for this year's fair.
So you can show up with tangible items, or you can pop over, buy your gift cards for everyone, and then as you talk to people and you find it, you say, oh, I have an extra box of garbage bags, or I'm going to run down to Deals Only or Costco or, you know, Fred Meyer's, and I'm going to get these things and bring them back. I mean, that's the spirit of really the season. That's what this is really about. Jennifer, you're there as a sponsor this year from the Liberty. What does the Liberty need these days? Tell me what's happening at the Liberty Theater.
Well, I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that the Liberty is also a nonprofit. We definitely benefit for our operating funds, programming. We have a lot going on at the theater. It's an expensive building for upkeep as well, and just our operating costs. I'm excited about the gift fair. I think it's not enough for us to be just physically in the center of town. I think our mantra for this year and for the next years is we're Astoria's living room, and opening up our doors to as many people as we can, as many organizations as we can, partnering with people. We can't do it alone, and we are excited to be able to give back to our community.
That's great. Thank you. And also, Limerie, you want to tell us, maybe can we talk about some of the nonprofits who are going to be there? And we've already mentioned a few. Can you maybe list a few more? Because there sounds like there's something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. Now, what the heck? Where did that list go?
There it is.
Right here. Okay. All right. A lot of these will be very familiar, I think, to the listening audience. Oh, let's see. American Red Cross, Clatsop County. Angels for Sarah rescues senior dogs. Astor Street Opera Company.
That creates community. And what a great thing for our children to be involved with theater.
Exactly right.
Real important.
Exactly
on so many levels.
Right. Both the Astoria and Warrenton Warming Centers are participating this year. The Clatsop County Community Clatsop Community College Foundation, Coast Rehabilitation Services, Filling Empty Bellies, that does the feed every day, Friends of Astoria Armory, Haystack Rock, Green Angel Gardens, of course, KMUN, Coast Community Radio, Liberty Restoration, as we already know, and United Way and the Time Bank. Libraries Rock, which is an outreach for reading in not only Astoria, but in Seaside as well, the public library. The Lower Columbia Hospice. Maritime Archaeological Society. So you can see there's a lot of diversity.
And there is.
In these 31 groups, the Harbor will be back with us again. Search, the amateur radio folks will be with us. Oregon Shores, River Folk, Riversong Foundation, as Karen mentioned before. I almost forgot North Coast Corral.
Oh, lovely.
We'll be there. Actually, they're sharing a space with Astor Street Opry Company. That seemed like a great fit to put those two organizations together and share that table. So that's a lot of diversity.
It is. Again,
feeding
something
and keeping
for everyone there.
Warm to celebrating the arts to taking care of critters and everything in between.
And that reminds me to say thank you to those folks who donated yesterday on Giving Tuesday to KMUN Coast Community Radio so that we can serve you throughout the winter, keep our propane tanks filled and our generator going. One person I had on my show a week ago, Kayaho Rolfs, who had been to Standing Rock, and he said as he left the station that this station is like the sacred fire at the camp. It's like where the elders gather. It holds a place, a powerful sacred place in the community. And I hadn't ever heard it said that way. And I really do think that's true. So very grateful that it's here and for all of these nonprofits. And there's also a website. Why don't you talk about that, Karen?
You can go to the webpage at giftsthatmakeadifference.org, where you'll get the entire list of all of the 31 groups that will be there that is linked to their Facebook page or their website. You get the list of all the sponsors. We also have a number of food sponsors who are helping with this.
So there's going to be some food.
Oh, there's going to definitely be some food from Baked Alaska and from Astoria Coffee House and Bistro and from Three Cups Coffee House and from Bridgewater Bistro. So we have some yummies that are going to be there. And the North Coast Food Web is also bringing some goodies, too. So and then a lot of the nonprofits will have enticements at their tables as well.
Wow. Okay. So that is a really, it's a gift fair. It's a gift fair with fun food and what a stress-free way to do your shopping. Yeah, that's another gift. That's right. Another way of giving back. If folks can't make it, let's say that they're out of town, they're listening to this program and they want to be able to do this. They want to be able to get a gift card and to participate in this, but they're unable to come on Saturday. Can they do that after the gift fair or before even, or how does that work?
We had set that up in previous years. There weren't a lot of responders to that.
Okay.
So, but yes, just get in touch with us, get through the radio station or go to giftsthatmakeadifference.org. There's information for emailing on there.
Okay.
Email the Time Bank at LC for Lower Columbia. timebank@AOL.
Okay.
It's at AOL.com. Any of those ways, or just use the phone number that's on the website as well. But giftsthatmakeadifference.org has all this information, including the wish lists, and everything else. So it's all right there.
Okay, great. We only have a few minutes left, so I'd like to give each one of you a chance to say something before we end the program. So Jennifer Crockett from the Liberty Theater, what would you like to say to the listening audience?
Again, just we're so honored to be part of this, and we're happy to be able to help sponsor. This has been a wonderful experience, and I hope to see everyone at the theater on the 10th.
Saturday the 10th, noon to 4, and food, fun, festivities, and you're doing good at the same time. Jennifer Holen of United Way.
Well, when we give as one, we give to many. So keeping that in mind over the holiday season to give back to our community, and the benefits received on the giving end are greater than the gifts sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. I think it creates those happy endorphins, the endorphins that make us feel good. So it's a healthy thing to do.
It is a healthy
thing. A healthy thing.
And it stays here in our community.
Exactly.
We can control. Our donation has power. So
that's right. Because, you know, we can't change the whole world sitting right here. We can change the world right around us. That's where we make a difference in the world right now, is to keep our community happy and healthy. And Lynn Marie, anything you'd like to say before we have to end the program here?
I encourage everybody to come. I can't think of a better way to spend your afternoon on December 10th. This will be the most festive Saturday of your holiday season. Count on it.
Yeah, and again, it's like they talk about the Aloha spirit. I mean, this really is the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of the holidays, not rushing around from chain store to chain store trying to find this is the right thing for everybody. And I guess I also want to say that I think that this is really, with a lot of gratitude, I want to recognize you, Karen Black, for doing that. And what last things would you like to say to the listening audience about the gifts that make a difference?
I just hope to see everyone there. I hope that you'll support your nonprofits who support you all year.
And Jennifer, could you just mention again the music? Because some people might say, well, I want to come and I want to pick out my gifts and I want to hear the music being played at this particular time. So could you please tell us again what's happening with the music?
Yes. From noon to 1, we'll have Larkin Stenz playing
beautiful flute music.
Yes.
And hammered dulcimer as well.
Oh, and the hammered dulcimer. Okay.
And then from 1 to 2, we'll have members of the Swing Cats that will be playing as well. So probably holiday style. And then from 2:30 to 3:30, we'll have Luke and Katie from Blind Pilot that will be playing their duo material. And then we'll have a surprise appearance. I'm not sure at what times, just maybe throughout the event. From the Q Choir with Dinah Urell and Sen Incavo.
Okay, so. And Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus will be there as well. And again, all these good people who are making our community happy, healthy, and connected. Our local nonprofits, the volunteers who make this place a special place that we all want to live. So thank you all so very much for everything that you're doing. I will be there. I'm excited. I'll have my list. And you're right. One size fits all. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Kate Brister, for being the engineer today. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's a healthy thing to do. It's good for you and it's good for the planet. Because when you're good, things around you are good as well. So focus on the things that are working well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well. Focus on the things that are. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. For being here now, for doing the best you can, and being in this now moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.